אתם עם SBS בעברית. לעוד סיפורים מעניינים, כנסו ל-sbs.com.au.
Hi, Shane.
Hi, Mitch. How are you?
I'm good. And looking at the main headlines of this week's edition, some good news with the youngest Jewish woman awarded with the Archibald Prize.
Yes, so our front page this week is Sydney-based Jewish artist Julia Gutman has won the coveted Archibald Prize for 2023, taking home a handy $100,000 for her portrait called Head in the Sky, Feet on the Ground. The 29-year-old, who graduated from Sydney's Moriah College in 2011, is one of the youngest winners in the history of the Archibald Prize and the 11th woman to win it since it began back in 1921. She joins fellow Jewish women winners Judy Kassab, who won twice, Wendy Sharp, and Yvette Coppersmith. Her portrait featured singer-songwriter Jessica Cerro, who's best known by her stage name Montaigne. And it was created using found textiles and embroidery alongside oil on canvas. Much of Goodman's work explores themes of femininity, intimacy and memory, which is why, for her Archibald entry, she wanted to work with someone she knew very well. She said, Montaigne and I have been friends for few years and there is a lot of alignment in our practices. We're both interested in creating our own forms and approaches rather than strictly adhering to any one tradition. She said she feels shocked and dumbfounded but very happy. She said it's honestly completely surreal and I'm so grateful to be working at a time when young female voices are heard. For the first time ever, there were more works by women than men in this year's Archibald finalists. Accepting the award last Friday, Goodman said she had dreamt about this moment since when she was 12 years old. Her painting was selected from 949 entries as the winner and from 57 finalists in a unanimous decision by the gallery's board of trustees, of whom one of the board members, of course, is David Gonski. In fact, he's the board's president. Goodman is also the granddaughter of Sydney Jewish community stalwart, the late Margaret Goodman, who was a former executive director of the New South Wales Jewish Board of Deputies, who devoted decades of service to the New South Wales Jewish and broader community. So mazel tov, Julia Goodman.
Nice. Congratulations to Julia Gutman, the youngest to win the Archibald Prize. And you did mention that the prize is $100,000. That's quite a lot.
Yes. So the Archibald is probably the most well-known of the arts prizes in New South Wales. There are other major prizes as well that are announced on the day, like the Wynn and Sulman prizes. But I think just the everyday average person in New South Wales, whether they like art or not, everyone has heard about the Archibald Prize.
And you can read the full story on this week's edition of the Australian Jewish News. Moving on with some other headlines and some news about announcing a new school principal at Masada College in Sydney.
Yeah, so this is just announced on Wednesday morning, but Masada College has, and on the Sydney's North Shore, has announced that Raquel Sharay will be its new school principal from term one in 2024. She will replace the school's current principal, Mira Hassafer, who joined Masada College in mid-2021. Mira Hassafer will be becoming Moriah College's school principal next year. The Masada board conducted a rigorous recruitment process to find the suitable candidate, and its board's co-president, Danny Cohen, said the board is delighted to announce Mrs. Sharay as the principal. She's very experienced. She's got a Bachelor of Arts in Honours in Jewish Studies, Master of Teaching, Master of Science, and an advanced diploma in early childhood management. And she has, for more than 10 years, been a school principal, first at Sydney Montessori School and most recently at Georges River Grammar, which is a school with more than 900 students. So Mazel Tov to Masada College and its soon-to-be principal, Raquel Sharay.
And speaking about school and education, a follow-up from last week's report on some anti-Semitic comments at King's School. Any news or updates on that issue?
That's still being investigated, and it's yet to be seen, finalized, if the school is going to do anything in terms of communicating, having a meeting with the New South Wales Jewish Board of Deputies. It says it has taken its own actions, which is acceptable to the parents in this case, but we'll have to see. But in other events, the Board of Deputies and Jewish Care New South Wales and others have recently decided to run a series of seminars for parents about ways to cope with and respond to anti-Semitism if their kids experience it. And the first of these was held last Thursday at Jewish Care New South Wales. So that's going to be a very useful resource for parents.
A very important subject and unfortunately an ongoing issue. In some other news, Shane, tell us what is happening in Sydney University with some more concerning incidents towards Israel.
We have, unfortunately, at Sydney University, communal leaders have condemned a concerning video posted by University of Sydney student Freya Leach from inside a student's representative council meeting. In the video, Leach is physically obstructed for attempting to display an Israeli flag while students around her chant, "From the river to the sea, Palestine will be free," which is, of course, a Hamas anti-Israel rallying cry. While the Jewish News understands suggestions that Jewish students were prevented from speaking at the meeting were incorrect, Australasian Union of Jewish Students President Elisa Foster said that student politics should be a space for all to feel safe and not to be targeted or alienated. She said this behavior that was captured in the video is rarely caught on camera, and it does the opposite of encouraging student activism and engagement. Instead, she says, it signifies nothing other than marginalizing so many students on campus. Zionist Federation of Australia President Jeremy Leibler said this video is very concerning coming from a university that prides itself on freedom of speech. In addition, he said, the mob's chant is a call to ethnically cleanse Jews. While student unions are often a law unto themselves, they are still beholden to the university charter, which this behaviour clearly breached. The New South Wales Jewish Board of Deputies CEO Darren Bark also condemned the scenes in the video and urges the University of Sydney administration to remind its student representative council that it has a duty of care to students and to ensure that racist, intimidating, abusive or threatening behaviours are not tolerated on campus.
And you can read more about this in this week's edition of the Australian Jewish News. Shane, I would now like to talk about the sad passing of a member of the Melbourne Jewish community, and I'm talking about Mark Baker, who sadly passed away last week. Shane?
So sadly, very well known in Melbourne identity, academic, Holocaust historian, and award-winning author and social justice advocate, Mark Baker passed away last Thursday, aged 63, after a battle with pancreatic cancer. He was director of the Australian the Australian Centre for Jewish Civilization at Monash University from 2008 to 2018, and he worked at the university since 2002 as an associate professor of Jewish studies, the Holocaust and genocide studies. Other organizations he was involved in include Stand Up, Shira Hadasha Shul in Melbourne, which he founded and was president of for many years. And also he was involved with the New Israel Fund Australia. Andrew Marcus, the Pratt Foundation Research Professor of Jewish Civilization at Monash Uni, said Baker was a brilliant lecturer who connected with all students and a dynamic leader, that everything he touched turned into a great success. And he was also a brilliant writer.
He did publish quite a lot of books, but few of them were about his first wife, who also sadly passed away.
Yeah, so 30 Days, A Journey to the End of Love in 2017 was a moving memoir of his first wife, Karen, who died age 55 after being diagnosed with stomach cancer. And his other most well-known book is called The 50th Gate, A Journey Through Memory in 1997, which delved into his parents' experiences during and after the Holocaust. And in fact, he has two books that are set to be published posthumously later this year. He's survived by his wife, Michelle, four children, and their three grandchildren.
The passing of Mark Baker at the age of 63. To finish off, let's talk about some other news. Shane, what else can we find on this week's edition? Maybe some politics?
Yes, Federal Deputy Opposition Leader Susan Ley affirmed her support for her party's position against the unilateral recognition of a Palestinian state in remarks to an Australia, Israel and Jewish Affairs Council luncheon in Melbourne on April 26. Ley and her party colleague, Federal MP for Barara, Julian Lisa, had been invited to offer their reflections on their recent visit to Israel and the United Arab Emirates as part of Ajax Rambam Fellowship Program. Having been raised in Dubai as a child, Ley said she was particularly struck by the way the UAE's attitudes towards Israelis had evolved since the signing of the Abraham Accords, something she hoped would encourage others to sort out their differences with Israel peacefully for mutual benefit. Julian Lisa said that although it was not his first time to Israel, the program meaningfully improved his understanding of Israel, its complexity and its challenges. Both Ley and Lisa said they enjoyed being encouraged to ask provocative questions from everyone they met, and especially enjoyed being in Israel on an election day where they could see Israel's democracy in action. Now, Ley had previously expressed her support for the recognition of a Palestinian state, but she told the Jewish News last year that since she had previously spoken publicly on the matter of Israel and Palestine, a few things have changed, and her opinion has of course now changed.
By the way, any comments from the Jewish News on the latest rocket attacks in Israel?
Yeah, so the bulk of the rockets, I think almost 500 of them in over 24 hours, that happened after we'd actually gone to print. But we've put it out there on social media, as many many people have in Israel and here, and the comments and the feedback we're getting on it has been nonstop in the last 24 hours. So many people are concerned about it. People have obviously here, many, many people have relatives in Israel, and they're receiving, you know, on Facebook and social media and all sorts of things firsthand, how they're feeling, what they're experiencing. And there's some footage and lots of video going around as well. Very, very scary, obviously, to be in that situation. In the communities near the Gaza border especially, but also, as we know, Tel Aviv, some of the rockets were targeting Tel Aviv. So hopefully the situation improves and a ceasefire can be introduced and implemented.
And as for the time of this recording, there has not been any Israeli casualties.
And we can only hope that stays that way.
Shane Ziatnik from the Australian Jewish News, thank you for your time and speak to you next week.
Thanks very much, Amit. רוצים לשמוע עוד סיפורים? האזינו דרך האפל פודקאסט, גוגל פודקאסט, ספוטיפיי, או בכל מקום אחר בו ניתן להאזין לפודקאסטים.